Good morning. It's 8:11. Really? Did I read that right? Yeah, it's 8:11 on Thursday, October the 15th, 2020. It's chilly this morning. Morning. It's temperature outside my back door said 40. The official temperature is 36. I don't have any trouble believing 36. I got to get my clothes back on. I started with just a hoodie and then saw the temperature and thought, well, maybe I'll put a windbreaker on over it. Glad I did, because Shell has a pair of lightweight gloves. Gloves make a big difference. Keep my little fingers warm. It's much cleaner morning this morning. I can see the cloud plume. It's off to the north. But we don't have thick smoke today. It was apocalypse day yesterday. It was all day ash falling from the sky. The thick plume of smoke spreading out across, completely obscuring the sky except for little snippets, little places to the north and the south, down toward the horizon. It was everything was red orange. It was amazing. And I brought my mask with me this morning. I brought my Shemagh. I'm wearing it as a scarf at the moment, and I'm glad I am, because I am cold. I'm trying to walk along and build up a little body heat, but man, it's cold. I'm sort of wishing I'd worn my parka. I'll be all right, I'll live, but it's like, holy crap. A lot of red and yellow in the trees today. So yeah, yesterday was what was I doing? Oh, Wizards Butler. Go Wizards Butler. Publishing paper. I didn't have to fight with it at all. It just slotted into place. Amazon approved it on the first pass. Of course, just having fought the fight with Finwell Bay, I knew especially what to watch for. Also, the cover. I had given John Ward a cover template for what I thought the length of the book was going to be. And he built his cover on the basis of that template. So it just dropped right in with plenty of room around the text. Didn't have to worry about it. Dropped it in, added some back cover copy, and created a PDF and uploaded it. It went just fine. And because I was used to Lix, because I just spent... I spent the last 4 days playing with paperback layouts. The new book just dropped right on. So it took a lot of the day to get it formatted correctly, but that was a lot easier than I had previously expected. In large part because I was much more familiar with it. So this morning, today, my task is the edits on Dark Knight Station. It's going to take me probably through the weekend. This is just based on a number of comments and corrections, this was a much rougher book. And there might still be some issues that I need to address that I haven't really addressed yet. Like, I don't have any date stamps on anything, so finding this... This is like... 50 years before... ashes. So... 30 years before... quarter share. Good morning. Get through the busy scissor section here. I'm walking in the street to get around that lady, and now I'm stuck in the middle of the intersection. Cars coming. And I am hiking right along here. I'm still trying to build up a little body heat. My core, my chest and back are still cold. Pick up my hat brim a little bit, it's pushing down. The problem with this hoodie is that when I wear it with the ball cap, it tends to tilt my head forward. I got my newsletter out. If you're on my newsletter list and you didn't get a newsletter this morning, then check your spam. Got the newsletter out yesterday. I didn't find out till this morning that the Wizard's Butler had cleared paper. I expected another day or two before that was going to happen. But people should be pleased. Those who are looking for Christmas presents now have paperbacks they can give away. Every book. I am caught up. Putting my hood back, actually. Every book I have out right now is available in ebook and paperback. And all but well, Tanz Fairport is still hanging fire. I don't know where that is. But everything else is either out or submitted to Podium for production. So the pre-order for Cape Grace went up. Should be available on the 20th. I want to say October 20th. And then Finwell Bay, the end of the month of December. I think they said the 30th, but I'm not sure. And they've got, get ready for it, stay with me. Monk Post. They've got Wizard's Butler. As soon as I get Dark Knight Station done, I'll send that to them. That won't come out till next year. But it's already under contract, so as soon as I have a manuscript, as soon as I can slot it into production. Yes, that will probably be Jeff Gaffer. I don't have any expectation that it's going to be anything but Jeff Gaffer for the science fiction. I don't know who's going to do The Wizard's Butler. Probably Jeff. I don't know if they get him cheap or he's on retainer or what, but I don't know. We'll see. Pretty out here this morning. If yesterday was apocalypse, today is the day after the apocalypse. And you know, it's like there aren't demons running in the street, there's no little buildings on fire or things collapsed other than the tree in my backyard, but that was done before that. I have to call a licensed city licensed tree service to get that taken care of. I could take my little 6-inch chainsaw out there to it and probably clear it away, but if I call the tree service, they'll come in with a big industrial level chipper and I just take the whole damn thing away. I can have them do a bunch of the other cleanup grooming work that needs to be done all at the same time. That'll be useful. I'm too old to be doing that shit. What am I reading? I went back to my other comfort zone, and went back to the the 13 women doing the women's paranormal fiction. Because they're fun. Because they're light. They're fantasy. It's paranormal. I'm reading book two in the Glimmer Lake series. I think book two, I think book three may be out already by now, but book two is delayed getting out. I remember reading book one way back in the day. Way back, like 6 months ago. A lifetime ago. And liking it a lot, and then having to wait for book two. I think I've read first book in all of the series now. I've read all 13 of the book ones. I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to set up a spreadsheet and go through and check to see, but in terms of comfort reads, it's pretty cool. Book one was suddenly psychic. Yeah, make the turn going north. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's either a really, it's really a really low-lying cloud bank, or that's the smoke plume. I've made the turn, I'm heading north. I don't have much by way of northern horizon to view from here, but yeah, when I look north, there's a solid band of dark, which is probably the smoke plume. Take it off my gloves. I can't put my gloves in my pocket because my phone is in my pocket. All right, there we go. Walking by the park, everything is yellow and brown. It hasn't gone gray yet. At least not all the way. It's really pretty. There's little splashes of red here and there. I'm looking up towards the head of the park. There's several maple trees that turned red. Interesting, one of the crab apples here turned red. The others haven't turned yet. The cottonwood here on the corners started to turn a little yellow. The willows down in the lowland there, getting a few yellowed branches on them. A lot of the trees have completely turned. It's a brilliant flame yellow something, probably a maple, over in the park. It stands out, it's brilliant yellow against a backdrop of spruce trees and pine trees, evergreens. And sun shining, there's a little ray of sunlight shining right on it right now, so making it particularly brilliant. Ah, last street. Here we are. Coming up on it. Back 8. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.